episode of the Nintendo Entertainment Podcast. I am Triforce Todd. Joining me today is Wario Will.
Never would I have thought I'd see the day. First we have Cloud, now we have the Yang Sephiroth. Like, holy moly. Like, yeah, everyone's losing their minds. I was like, wow.
So yeah, but we're going to be talking about that. But this is just for the record. This is going to be a shorter podcast than usual, just because we wanted to dedicate this particular podcast to the Game Awards, which just ended at the time of this recording. And so me and Will, and not Tyler. Tyler is somewhere out there. No, I hate that song for the record. Long story. Anyway, but it's going to be me and Will talking about what Nintendo did and did not do at the Game Awards and how it reflects on them overall. And then we'll bash The Last of Us Part 2. Good times! So don't talk to me, but we'll talk about screw jobs. How did Hades and Animal Crossing lose to The Last of Us for Game of the Year? Come on! Oh, yeah, and Tsushima and Doom Eternal and Final Fantasy VII Remake. I mean, them too. But still, Animal Crossing and Hades, that was our Game of the Year. You know it, we know it. Boom.
Like, I honestly would have been hoping that actually Hades would pull an upset, honestly.
That would have been awesome.
I wanted it. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I have not played it, but everyone I've talked to, including you, including Tyler, including some of the people I know online, you know, they are, like, in love with Hades. Like, it's that one, it's like that breakout game that you just don't see coming.
Yeah,
and then it comes.
Yeah.
It's like, awesome. So yeah, I might have to get it myself one day.
Yeah, but once it goes on sale back like $20, then yeah, I highly recommend it. Now I finally get why Tyler has been like singing its praises. Now I finally get it. So yeah.
Wait, Tyler
I'll
sings?
Probably explain that. Well, now I haven't heard him sing, but now I get where he's coming from. Again, we're talking in the next podcast next week, so yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, so we're just gonna do a light, simple reaction to everything that went on in the Game Awards that we saw. And we'll dive more into like a breakdown of sorts next week when Tyler's back. So let's get right to it, because today, before the Game Awards, Nintendo did confirm indeed that they were going to be announcing a Smash Brothers character. And so everyone was talking, including our very own King Koopa Keith, who wrote up a very nice article about who he, we, and the internet in general was expecting to show up in Smash Brothers. And if you recall, I'll actually go and look that up right now, but if you recall, we actually did a poll question last week about this, about do you think that they really will be a announcement next week or for the Game Awards? And 77% of you said yes, there will be at least one, and 22% said two. Sadly, we did not get that. But we did get one, and that one, as Will also accurately noted, was the one and only Sephiroth. Sephiroth. Da-da-da-da. So.
Yeah, like this, just go and like recap, because like they literally opened the show with pretty much the biggest announcement ever, and with this trailer. It's like, okay, everyone's getting beat down, they're at the final boss, like, and then boom. He gets the final boss, gets off by an even bigger final boss, and you hear why is a final boss battle music playing?
Yeah.
That meme just plays like, and then is that iconic tune is,
yeah.
And you see Sephiroth coming down. Oh man, like if you're a Final Fantasy fan, like of course obviously you'd be losing your mind right now, because like logically, yes, it's expected to have Cloud, and of course you gotta have at least one villain, which is obviously Sephiroth. But as we know, Square has always been stingy with the licenses. So I never would have wondered that if Sakura got the okay from Square Enix to be like, okay, then Sephiroth. Like, and just to see him in action in this trailer with the fame at One Winged Angel theme is just, yeah. I'm just getting goosebumps just like thinking about it again. Like, I'm still reminded, I'm getting flashbacks when I fought against him back in a Final Fantasy VII Remake.
I mean, what for me was that, you know, first of all, this was how they kicked off the show. Like, I had missed the pre-show, which they didn't do anything, let's be honest. But I was just like, okay, what's it going to be? And then, you know, Keeley says, everyone is here. I'm like, wait, that's a Smash Brothers line. And he goes, well, almost everybody. Apparently, we have one more to talk about. And I'm like, okay, great. dive right into it, and they show like the battles. You see, Dragon Quest Hero and Zelda and Mewtwo, like seeing him there with everybody. And I'm like, okay, who can take down these people? And it's the World of Light guy. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. Let's see who. Someone's obviously gonna stop this guy from attacking. He gets sliced in half. Who can kill this guy in one sword swing? Of course, it's Sephiroth. And Cloud being there, Sephiroth. Oh gosh, and like you said, the music, but even though for me was just how they shot the trailer and like diving in between the gameplay and the CGI elements, where it was, they're reenacting like the best elements of Final Fantasy, like Sephiroth like stabbing the ground right near Zelda to mimic Aerith, him impaling quote unquote Mario, and that shot at the side, that perfect silhouette, and then Mario's like, "Oh wait, I'm not dead." He stabbed my suspenders. Well, he's like, "We can't just kill Mario. I mean, unless you're Ridley, because remember he got killed by
Yes,
Ridley, him and Mega Man." All right, and then the end with Cloud versus Sephiroth, and I will never be a memory. That was just so good. I mean, I was screaming. I was telling Will this before the podcast. I was screaming, "He's here! He's here! Oh my God, it's Sephiroth!" I don't even know why. I really don't. I mean, I like Final Fantasy. I have played parts of the original. I'm not gonna get the remake because I don't have the PS4. But I mean, Sephiroth's not like the best character ever for me, but I understand his impact. I'm more akin to him because of Kingdom Hearts than Final Fantasy, ironically enough. And but it was just like, then having him, having this villain, this epic villain, this iconic genre-defining villain, is incredible. And having him in Smash Bros. And yes, I know he's a sword user. Get out for yourself. All right. And I didn't want to hear that it's a sword user thing, because half of the viewers wanted Sora. And what does Sora use? A sword shaped like a key. Okay? So don't give me that. All right?
Like, obviously, this is gonna raise that criticism. Like, oh, another sword user. Like, but it pretty much is the long sword user, the Masamune. I mean, like, his sword is just like, yeah, I've seen Death Battle. His sword is like easily like size of thumb. It just like reach anywhere, and just like seeing how he's placed out. Of course, when he goes one wing angel mode, is just like, oh boy, like, I wonder how many people's gonna main him now. It's just like the fact that we're gonna have that all these characters. I mean, again, from Joker, Terry, Steve, Min Min, now gonna go face against Sephiroth. I mean, this is fan fiction material, perfect fan fiction material. And like, I can't believe it's actually happening. Where actually Sephiroth is in Smash Brothers. It's like, and yeah, as you said from that trailer, of course, we see, Cloud in Advent Children form, actually using a new form of his Ami Slash, which Ami Slash version 5 is just like, okay, great, so much great Ruby reference to Advent Children. It's just like, yeah, Sakurai, like, how much of a fan are you? Like, I wonder, because yes, I know you love Cloud, and then you also showed up with your other characters like today, Terry Bogard, but I do wonder how you're gonna be in your in next week's presentation of Sephiroth. That I'll be looking forward to.
Yeah, and I mean, I as you all hopefully remember, I was not a fan of Minecraft Steve coming into Smash Brothers, to the extent that I was basically saying that I really didn't feel he deserved it. I just didn't feel like this was a character that would make a true impact. And I honestly maintain what I said, because, after the shock value, no one's talking about Minecraft Steve. In fact, a lot of people are saying that he's broken in certain aspects. And yet, here's Sephiroth, and the internet is literally losing its mind. Like, my friend Kairo, okay, for those of you who don't know wrestling, there's a wrestler named Kenny Omega, and he is a super video game fanatic. So much so that his finishing move is the One Winged Angel. And during a very special event in Japan, he came out dressed like a version of Sephiroth, more or less. And so I contacted Kairo, and I go, "Hey Kairo, Sephiroth is in Smash Brothers. Do you think Kenny would be happy?" And she apparently wasn't watching the Game Awards, so I accidentally spoiled this for her, and she made a tweet about it going, Hey, Sephiroth in Smash Brothers, says to my friend Todd. No way, nice joke. Looks on my timeline, and then she shows a gif of herself freaking out and everything, and like it's got like 12 likes or whatever. But it's like that's the impact, because Sephiroth, he means something, right? I mean,
He was the boss at the Final Generation back in the early 90s. I mean,
yep.
since the original game. So, yeah, just again, just this impact. Like, okay, now we have Min Min, Steve, and now Sephiroth. Like, and I've been seeing some of the consensus. Like, some of them actually would say, like, this is something you actually would expect as the final character on this pack. And the fact we still have, like, what, two more, three more slots to go left is just like, who can top of Sephiroth? It's like, yeah, I do wonder what the next three are.
I mean, this was a perfect bounce back for Minecraft Steve, but then, like you said, like how do you top him?
Yes, yeah, like how you don't top off Sephiroth. Like, he is the boss of bosses, if anything
Yep.
else. Oh
It's
man.
yeah, it's gonna be interesting, and man, Sephiroth. I mean, I'm gonna be watching that trailer again because it's like so good, and oh my gosh, Sephiroth! Oh, and then as I know you saw this, Will, but Sakurai posted a tweet of Sephiroth in the fire in his iconic scene, and he's just like glaring at you and like, yeah, you knew Sakurai, you knew it was coming. So, and then we do have a slight update on that in that next week, on the 17th, which is a week from today at the time of this recording, Sakurai will be doing his, I guess, what do you want to call it now, traditional.
Character presentation
Thank you.
of yeah, character presentation.
Yeah, the character presentation, breaking down everything about, Sephiroth and all that. So, we will be covering that. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be in the daytime. So we'll cover that, and then when Tyler comes back next week, he will break down his thoughts on Sephiroth. But yeah. Oh, and of course, at the end of the trailer, he will be coming this month. So I actually wouldn't be surprised if they just drop him as a Christmas gift.
Yes, I definitely agree. And Square Enix, I'm pretty sure, hopefully you listen to Sakurai and give more than one track to Sephiroth, because
Yes.
again, this is boss of the boss. So if Sakurai asks you for something, can you not be stingy, please? Thank
Yeah,
you.
let me ask. But yeah, and I want him, I want a meme. I already have several memes in mind for the Sephiroth reveal, but one of them is if he does release on Christmas, I'm gonna make a meme of that shot where he's saying, "I will bring despair to Smash," and then Sakurai's at the bottom going, "Never ask me for anything again." So, but yes, be sure to let us know your thoughts on the arrival of Sephiroth, whether he is going to be your new main, depending on how he plays, how many times you're going to set up Cloud versus Sephiroth, and who do you think will be left? Because remember, we got three more characters. We had Min Min, we had Minecraft Steve, we got Sephiroth, we got three more than likely all coming next year. So, who is left? Yeah, I mean,
Man, the possibilities. Yeah.
sadly, we probably now can definitively eliminate Geno and Sora from the proceedings. I mean, it's not an insult, but we're not getting another Square Enix character. I mean, barring them just saying, you know what, just take the characters, you can do good with them. I doubt they're doing that.
Because yeah, again, they got Hero, they got Cloud, and Sephiroth.
Oh, that's
There's
right, I
three
forgot about
represent.
Hero. So yeah, that's three Square Enix characters. So yeah, we're good. We're done. It's done. Sorry, Kingdom Hearts fans. I'm with you on Sora, and I like Geno too. But maybe next time. Super Smash Bros. Infinite. There you go. Five DLC packs. No. All right. Moving on to the other news, because there was some other news. Thankfully, thank God. It was close, though. It was close. Arguably the biggest surprise announcement was that Capcom is bringing back Ghosts and Goblins. Yes, we are getting Ghosts and Goblins Resurrection for the exclusively on the Nintendo Switch, and it will be coming, wait for it, next February. I don't know what is going on in the game industry, but February and March are just like overloaded with games. I don't get it. So.
Like, maybe it's because, like, again, now this, again, I would just kind of see me going on the mend after this horrible year. Perhaps, like, they're just betting on, like, the opening spring season. Like, okay, now is the best season to finally release them. And, like, let's pack it all and just pack it all again. That first financial report. Like, okay, let's bet up. just yet, yes, but compete with other big titles like, I don't know, Monster Hunter Rise. Let's see, what other titles like just so many games in that two in that first quarter is just like, okay, let's go recuperate our losses and let's compete with each other. I don't know. It seems to be an interesting move from all the game industry, to say the
Yeah.
least.
So, and we're going to be talking about another one, a game that's going to be coming out. But yes, it is Ghosts and Goblins Resurrection. And they basically proclaimed that this will be the return of the very challenging series that you loved and loved to hate and hated to die in and loved to beat because you didn't die that one time that you did everything right. So, you're welcome.
Yeah, like just when seeing the trailer of the of Arthur and just seeing all those characters again in new artwork in the new sprite form, it's just like, yeah, I'm getting a whole lot of vibes from like Bloodstained: Ritual of the Night from Itagaki. I get feel that sense, like that sense of respect and from the original game source material. Like, I don't know, a similar art style, I'm guessing, but yeah, just like seeing how this game is presented is like, okay, this is a very long forgotten franchise, and like now see it like be re resurrected is just like, okay, Capcom, like, can you do something with your other franchises? Like, I don't know, I don't
Darkstalkers.
know, yes, ha bring back Darkstalkers, or I don't know, Rivals Close, something of that sort, yeah. So yeah, it's good to see this game finally gets back the attention it deserves all those years ago.
I mean, this is, I honestly said like a long time ago, but I've reiterated over time, like the Switch with its sales and its gaming base is the perfect one to just bring back old franchises and to say, hey, here you go. Like, you wanted it back? Here you go. Like they did with Marvel Ultimate Alliance, and now and what they did with the Rabbids. We all know how that well that worked out. And now we got Ghosts and Goblins. Let's bring back Darkstalkers. Like, let's do it. Let's do this thing. Come on. So, but yeah, that will be coming out on February 25th. So be on the lookout for that. Next up, we have Monster Hunter Rise, which they showed a new trailer for, and it looks good. It really does. And the key thing, though, is that there will be a demo coming
Yes.
out on January in on January in January, and I believe it's the 25th. Don't hold me to it though. But this will be good because it'll give because a lot of people are really curious about how this is going to play because obviously it's not going to be as expansive as Monster Hunter World, and even
Yes.
Capcom noted that they literally designed this particular Monster Hunter game around the idea of portability and the Switch's abilities. It's why you actually see the what do you want to call it? The jump skill? Like with the.
Right,
Yeah, the
sling
sling.
bug,
Yeah, the
sling bug.
slingshot mechanic, if you will.
Sling bug, yeah.
They did that because they thought of how that would work with the Switch and in regards to like portability and getting moving around. So that's just how it works sometimes. And but yeah, there will be a demo, and hopefully we'll get more details on that soon. But this could be something very, very special. And we all know Capcom loves their Monster Hunter franchise.
That they do, and just like again, those presentation, because this is from what I can tell, from what I was here talking with some Monster Hunter aficionados, like this is actually the first Monster Hunter that your character can speak. Like sure, you could, there's all the previous mechanical customizations and all that, but this is actually the one that actually has full on speech. So I think your character can interact with other characters, and just seeing like also I'm seeing the English VO from these the new cast of characters. That's definitely a good plus. So, and just the trailer itself, just throw back to all these old monsters and just new ones. Well, this is definitely something that this is gonna be separately unique to like to separate itself from World, because like again, we a lot of people love the World again from PC. I just like the overall performance and just love from the game ever since Iceborne, but with Rise now, like yeah, this is Nintendo's Monster Hunter World. So this thing is definitely going to be a very good game for the fans this coming March. So yeah, just a demo coming out in January. I'm very curious to see how it's going to play. So that I'm very curious about myself.
So, and remember, that's only one of two Monster Hunter games that's coming out next year, because Monster Hunter Stories 2 is
Yes,
also
yes,
coming,
yes.
so hopefully we'll be hearing about that. So, aside from that, there was, oh, Amiibo announcement.
Yep,
We
yep.
have confirmation that the next three Amiibo, which is going to be Banjo-Kazooie, Terry Bogard and Byleth from Fire Emblem, the
Yeah,
male
male
Byleth, just to be
Byleth,
clear.
yes.
So, because I know some people are probably asking, was it going to be male or female? It's going to be the male Byleth. They will all be coming out on March 25th. So,
Again, March. Again, that March month.
there you
Like,
go. We're
okay.
broke.
Like, yeah, like, okay, we have Monster Hunter Rise in March. We can have all these different games. And then, of course, now we have Amiibos, which I'm a mini Amiibo collector, and I'm going to get these Amiibos. And the fact that, again, Sephiroth just got announced. We're going to get a Sephiroth Amiibo. Again, Sephiroth Amiibo. Like,
It's
I bought Doubles of Cloud just because, like, again, we know we're going to have another party Amiibo, like, something like this. I mean, the only time I got a double was with Joker. And Sephiroth Amiibo, like, my mind's still blown that we're going to get. I can't even say that. It's just, like, it's crazy.
what a world, Will. What a world. Yeah, we are indeed gonna get a Sephiroth amiibo, and I actually saw someone commenting on them like, oh yeah, we are gonna get a Sephiroth amiibo, aren't we?
Yep,
So
yep.
I mean, my question is gonna be the sword, because obviously they have to make it feel
Long.
big, you know, it has to be
Yeah,
long, but
it's.
obviously they can't make it too long because then it won't fit in the box. So it's just like, that's gonna be interesting.
I
So
mean, they have made bigger amiibos. I mean, like Guardian, of course, like the Rook is actually pretty plus size, so
good
they have
point.
make actually made bigger boxes for it, yeah.
So, but yeah, that is something to look forward to. Though obviously, based on how long it really takes them a long time to make those amiibos. Can I just say that? It really takes them a long time. I don't get it. But I mean, can it really? Does it really take that long to make like a single one and then multiply it, you know, 10,000 times? I mean, come on.
Well, to be fair, like we have come a long way since the first release of Amiibo, because like if you remember, like the original Marth Smash Bros. Amiibo was pretty janky and like derpy looking. But
Yeah.
now, like as the year goes by, like actually Nintendo and I don't know the factories actually put in some care for the figurines now. It actually is a collector's item for some myself. Like, okay, now it's actually looking pretty dang swanky. So yeah, I like to present them and all that. So maybe it's just like they want to do justice, especially these RDLC characters like Terry Bogard, Banjo-Kazooie, like all these characters. So I guess like that maybe at the behest of Sora himself. I don't know. So yeah, again, we come up from a long, long way.
So, moving on from that, we had smaller announcements like the Capcom Arcade Collection
Yes.
is going to be free to download, and then there was the very small trailer for Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury. No new footage, really. They showed Rosalina. I can't remember if they announced that before, but hopefully we're gonna. It said it's coming soon. I'm pretty sure they said it was February when they made the announcement, but yeah, I was kind of disappointed we didn't hear more on that. And then obviously we didn't get a second Smash Brothers reveal, darn. So sadly, that was really it in terms of what they revealed on the Game Awards. And I'm disappointed because once again, they really skimped on the first party stuff. Now, yes, Sephiroth, awesome. You know, the Amiibo, great stuff. But like, where is the first party stuff? There is no excuse at this point that they haven't shown anything, barring them wanting to do an epically large first party announcement stuff or direct in January to kick off the new year, because we've been like waiting and waiting, you know, and even though they've like come through in good ways, like with Hyrule Warriors, which I do have my review up. If you have not seen, I gave it a 4.5 out of 5, but I had to clarify because it was like it was a 4.5 out of 10. No, it's definitely not a bad game, trust me. But it's like, you know, where's all the big announcements? All the if you like Keith, our boss, was asking us like, what are the big Nintendo announcements? I started listing them off, and I realized it was all third-party games. You know, the Shin Megami Tensei titles, the Monster Hunter titles, the possible Ace Attorney titles, and now we got Ghosts and Goblins Resurrection, and you know, certain other things. And sure, there's rumors of maybe two Pokemon games coming out with Pokemon Snap and a main title, or possibly Let's Go Johto, who knows? But you know, what else is out there? Oh, Mario and Bowser's Fury, but that's just a port with extra content. So like, where is, you know, the big stuff? Where is the really exciting stuff that really gets hyped up for 2021? We don't know, and that's very disappointing.
I just wonder if like that's kind of like what Nintendo's been going with like last year as well, because last year we didn't really hear much from Nintendo themselves either. So maybe perhaps they're trying to save this material for, I don't know, the next mini direct, or like if they're gonna show the next direct in the next cut in beginning of the next year. So of course, like, I wonder how's Breath of the Wild 2 coming along, how's, like, I don't know, the next Mario game aside from Bowser's Fury. Of course, naturally, what's Metroid Prime 4? It's just like all these different titles that they have announced it, but we haven't heard anything from yet. Like, it would be nice to have an update, but again, as you know, Nintendo likes to play with clothes, and of course, with their recent situation, it's kind of being a little bit difficult now because I don't know, as you've seen from the recent Melee situation, but I won't talk about it here. But yeah, it's just like really curious to like why Nintendo doesn't, like, I don't know, at least put one more bomb in the BGS aside from, like, from the Sephiroth announcement. So like have one more party, then yeah, okay, I think that would be enough. Like, sure, a bit minimal, but I think like these two bombs from the first party Nintendo would suffice. But yeah, just seeing nothing up from them is just like, again, it just raises questions like what are they doing?
I mean, do I think they're gonna have a great 2021? Absolutely. They've because of how everything worked with everything in regards to the COVID and all that, it made sense that they were gonna save things for 2021, and I totally was fine with that to an extent. But then all of a sudden, it's like we're still not hearing anything about 2021, and we really should by now. There's honestly not much of an excuse, and kind of worrying because it's what are you doing? What is out? What are you holding back on? What aren't you telling us? That kind of thing. So I don't know, but it's getting to me because while I appreciate all of the third-party announcements, they have been good in their own ways, and again, a Ghosts and Goblins was a surprise that no one really saw coming, and that's good. We need to prize and things like that. There's a difference between having a surprise like that and having a surprise in regards to something truly massive or earth-shattering. And again, if not at the Game Awards, which is supposed to be this massive celebration of games, why not any? Why? Where are you gonna do it? So, I mean, oh, but that's how they have Nintendo Direct. Yes, but we don't know when the next one's going to be. That's always been the frustration with Nintendo Directs, is that sometimes they're massively spread out, which 2020 has proven in an infinite number of ways, especially with those partner showcases.
Yes.
So, help?
Yeah, like throw us a bone a bit more here, Nintendo. It's yes, I know you're preparing for your release of your new park in Tokyo, but like, yeah, don't forget about everything else in the world. Like, I don't know, of course your game and all that. Sure, again, your quality is you've been known for great quality, and you all want to take your time with it. That's the best thing about you, Nintendo. But at the same time, please, can you throw us a bone here again? It's like we don't want to have another drought like we did, like it was 2019 or even this year. I feel like we just went through two droughts recently. I feel like.
We'll just have to see. We got to try and have faith. And again, Sephiroth. It's Sephiroth.
Yep, it'll tide us over for the time being. It'll tide us
It'll tide
over.
us over. And again, I'm glad that he is coming in December and not like January, February, because that would have been a major downer. But yeah, we could have had a little bit more. Little more. Just saying. And to wrap up, we're gonna give our thoughts on the Game Awards overall. Wait, this means I can rag on Last of Us Part 2. Awesome. So, yes, I absolutely hate how much Last of Us 2 won. Now, don't get me wrong. There were some ones that went to the correct games, like I know Final Fantasy 7 won some. I know Hades won, I think, three
Independent,
awards, I
best
think.
independent. Yeah,
Yeah.
best independent game.
Yeah, and of course Animal Crossing won Best Family Game, because of course it did.
No
I mean, like,
surprise.
yeah, surprise, shock! I thought it was gonna be Doom Eternal. I swear that was gonna be the game to win the Best Family Title. I mean,
And right, and there's like other games that was very surprising, like Among Us, which, like, yeah, for a 2-year-old game, it actually Like, it actually won awards this year, which, like, again, props to the team of Among Us. I'll give them props.
But seriously though, like Last of Us 2 like sweeping so many. I'm sorry, that's just I know they say that it's viewer voted. I don't believe them. Don't they say that it's like the game of the year is like viewer voting and there's like a panel or something?
It is all, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, like, there is a panel of quote unquote officials or like representatives of the industry that like chooses the Game of the Year nominee and winner, which is like, yeah, it's just like unbelievable. As you wrote in chat, it's like, what are they thinking? Are they really representative of us, the community, or
No.
just like what they want? Because like, I think that was like last year with yeah, since like the same situation last year with the VGAs is like they chose one game, but shoot, I don't remember, but it's pretty much the same situation because like they yeah, I think it's like when they voted for Sekiro as the game of the year instead of like
Yeah,
something
that was an
else,
odd
which
choice.
yeah, so that was that, but yeah, with Last of Us Part Two, even with the major divide, like, it is just like. That will forever be a room for debate. And like, heck, I even played and finished the game. Like, yes, it did something different. It did something shocking, and also, it took some gall to actually make the story that they did with this game. No matter how divisive it is, I'll give them that. It is something different. But with everything else, is like, is it really because one, is it for the game, or one, is it something I don't know, like. Ulterior motive of your own personal motive. It's just like, I just many people and fans is just like, are you, is it for the game itself, like as the game it is, or is it because it kind of pushes something that you want, like an ulterior motive, like projecting something that you want other people to know? It's just
Yeah,
like
I mean,
there's
I
always that
did not play the
question.
game. I will not play the game. I have not played the original game. But, like, I know from you and from others what happened because of spoilers, and it's just like, really? That's what you did? Like, you spent all this time, and then you tried to change our minds, and then when you did try and change our minds, most just about everyone admits you failed, and yet we're rewarding that because the critics liked it. This is like The Last Jedi all over again. So. And again, and then there's Hades, which is universally beloved. There's Animal Crossing, which was universally beloved, and by the way, outsold La The Last of Us by like a billion. Just saying. Hades was the surprise of the year. Doom Eternal. Why not give it to them? Or Final Fantasy. Like that game took forever to come out, and it not unlike The Last of Us, and it came out with a bang and proved just about everything. Did some interesting things with the story, and everyone's waiting for part two when that comes out in 2030. Why not give it to that? You tell me that that didn't make an impact? So it felt like such a cop out. Such a cop out. Oh, also, Mr. Christopher Nolan, I'm sure you were just reading a cue card, but as much as Animal Crossing is a great game, it is not a master class of storytelling. He said that all six titles were master classes in storytelling. I'm like, dude, do you even Animal Crossing, bro?
Well, I mean, in a sense, Animal Crossing
Come
does good.
on!
Does no. Hey, hear me out. Because Animal Crossing does kind of tell a good tale about capitalism and the fact of being in crippling debt. So there is that. There is that. You got to give it props to that. And again,
Realism!
it's representative of real life. Like, we have to pay off our crippling debt to increase our house and decorate our island of capitalism. So there is a story there. You just got to read into it.
Yeah, and of course, in order to pay off your debt, you have to look under every nook and cranny. And then once you are debt free, Will, you can look upon your creation and realize you've reached some new horizons. Oh. Hey, it's either this or rag on Last of Us some more, so take your pick. Anyway. It just felt like a cop out because it was like best narrative direction, best overall direction, best narrative, and blah blah blah. And thank God Hades won best action because it's like really.
Yeah, it's just like the way like being a majority is like I talked about this in different podcasts, like the anime awards, like the Crunchyroll Anime Awards, like how one show pretty much sweeps everything. The My Hero Academia Awards is like, oh my God, like okay, like all this one game is like that's been critically debated, and but it wins the entire award for this year. It's like, jeez, like the divide is there, and like, okay, this game, one game, is sweeping up the awards. Like, what's new? Can you give us something different? I don't know. Like, I was really hoping that Final Fantasy VII actually would win Game of the Year, just because like it was like, even though Part One, it is something of a great product. And but yeah, Last of Us Two, as much credit I'll give it to that, it's just again, just has so much to say. Like, it is divide, and of course the one who like voted for this game is just. Again, are you trying to say something with the game, or is it because you really enjoy the game? It's just like, again, that idea will be forever remaining in the air. And like,
And again,
overall,
like if
from
I just refuse to believe that if you this was a real fan vote that Last of Us would win. I refuse to believe that because especially between Hades, Animal Crossing, and Final Fantasy, that's three incredibly passionate fan bases that were not as devised and split up by the quality of a title, especially in its ending. Not even close. Like people are still raving about Hades today. People are still buying Animal Crossing in millions. And Final Fantasy, it's Final Fantasy. What do you want? But, you know, and especially now with Sephiroth. I mean, that would have been the perfect thing. Sephiroth at the beginning, Final Fantasy VII Remake at the end. That's symmetry, Geoff Keighley. I bet you if one of those games was made by Kojima, it would have won Game of the Year. That's right, I said it. All right,
was kind of strange not seeing Kojima in this year, but yeah,
He had last year. All right, he had last year. Anyway, but I do want to give a shout out to Keeley because this was not an easy thing to pull together, you know, with the virtual cams and the tape segments and getting the orchestra, which they had a really awesome Mario segment that was very touching. I honestly cried because it was so beautiful. Also, I want to note they missed Super Mario Sunshine. They did 64 Galaxy Odyssey in the original Mario Bros. And I'm just like, Sunshine is where? So, but anyway, I do appreciate you, Mr. Keeley, for putting this together. Like you said, it was not easy, but it was totally worth it, more or less. And I do hope next year we are able to do more standard game awards, but you did well. Appreciate it. We appreciate the effort. You know, effort really does matter in things like this. So, thank you. And we look forward to next year. And Nintendo's to help me. God, if you don't do better next year, I will find you and, you know, take you to my island in Animal Crossing and make sure you never leave. Just saying.
Careful about that. They'll probably send the Nintendo ninjas to you to put a DMCA on you. So be
Oh,
careful
fine.
with
Then
that.
I'll do this full tilt. Dude, if you do not do better, your doom will be eternal. Which actually is out right now, so go get that. All right, and so with that, we are ending this episode of the Nintendo Entertainment Podcast. Tyler! Oh wait, he's not here. Never mind. We'll put up a poll question probably about Sephiroth and if you're excited for Sephiroth in Smash Brothers. But let us know, of course, what you thought about the Game Awards overall, the Sephiroth reveal, Ghosts and Goblins. Are you going to try the Monster Hunter Rise demo? Are you already anticipating, like Will over here, the Amiibo release? And what do you think Nintendo needs to do right off the bat in 2021 to really nail it? Because, yeah. 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 All right. And so, for Warrior Will, I am Triforce Todd. And ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. We are not out of lives. We have made it to the end of the level. So, raise the flag.